From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North, in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations. Sug King said he hopes to get cooperation from China.
Well, we continue to work together to urge China to implement existing Security Council resolutions, especially Resolution 2270, and to work with us to make sure that North Korea's behavior and their deliberation changes in a more productive and positive direction.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. Turkey, which sent its military into the multi-sided conflict late last month, announced support for the truce, which is to begin at sunset Monday. An initial poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition were in the lead, but there was not a clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition won 58 seats in Croatia's 151-seat parliament. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in eastern Nangarhar province say slain General Zorahar Zahid was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the Hasarak district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. A Taliban spokesman says the group planted the bomb and claimed the explosion also killed several security guards with Zahid. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday, and he spoke at the Pentagon.
We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. We come together in prayer and in gratitude for the strength that has fortified us across these 15 years.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York. The country's leading 2016 presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton abruptly left the commemoration ceremony because she was not feeling well. A video posted on Twitter showed Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. The campaign said she was feeling overheated, but reported that later she was feeling much better. Police in France have thwarted a possible terrorist attack in Paris this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of planning an imminent violent action. The arrest of the teenager Saturday came 2 days after police moved in on what the Paris prosecutor says was a group of female commandos arrested after an aborted attack at Notre Dame Cathedral and another possible attack. Intelligence agents suspected the boy planned to carry out a knife attack in a public place, but officials refused to name a spot where the attack might occur. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities Sunday to rally for independence. Catalan police say as many as 800,000 marchers turned out, while the Spanish government says the turnout was less than half that number. Leading proponents of Britain's leaving the European Union formed a new pressure group Sunday called Change Britain. The group aims to help deliver the UK's referendum result in the most effective way. Thousands of people marched in Mexico against the president's proposal to legalize same-sex marriage. The National Front for the Family called on Mexicans to gather across the country to challenge President Enrique Peña Nieto's legislation to allow gay marriage. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.